mainly the idea of having a content-led strategy, you know, having the old Lou Grade's nephew with his red socks and his cigars and his fabulous showman's performances was going to push ITV back where it belonged, you know, the leading commercial channel, fantastic hits that we all watch, that EastEnders, Coronation Street, you know, Britain's Got Talent, and that would be enough. But frankly, the last couple of years have been, you know, the worst recession, obviously, in the last 12 months. ITV's failed to really do anything in the digital sphere, and that hasn't been enough.
So Grade, with his huge charisma and, you know, the kind of wave of optimism that greeted him when he arrived at the company, he just hasn't got any more rabbits to pull out of the hat.
No. And that, I mean, I think the final straw came because he needed a bit more money. I mean, they have £750 million of debt, a huge pension liability. They're not going to run out of money. Well, not until 2011 anyway. But they needed a bit more to keep them going. And he went to shareholders, and shareholders who were already a bit unhappy about, he's this very unpopular thing in the city, which is an executive chairman. We're very different to the US, who don't mind that sort of thing. But actually here, you're supposed to have an executive and then a non-exec, someone who keeps him in control. And Grade was all those things in one man. And I think the shareholders sort of finally said, well, actually, no, if we give you any more money, it's going to be if you change the structure.
Did he jump or was he pushed then?
This is the big question. And without, I mean, we all want to have been a fly on that wall. I mean, Grade is saying, or the company is saying today, that this is Grade going back to, or the company going back to his plan A. If you remember, John, he was going to do this when he joined, saying that he would step back at the end of 2009 into a non-executive role. He then, last February, after Dawn Airey left, and there was a management reshuffle then. And remember, things looked pretty grim before this, you know, hideous economic downturn at ITV. He said then that he would extend it for another year, so he was going to be staying on until 2011. Well, you know, today he's saying, actually, I'm going back to plan A. Few investors, or in fact the media, believe that that would have been the case. It's just, you know, now that they're going to have to look for somebody else.
And if Grade can't save ITV, who can?
Ah, well, this is the big question. Ladbrokes have got Susan Boyle on a 5,000-to-1 outside chance of actually becoming chief executive. There are four internal candidates, although, you know, ITV hasn't sort of done itself a huge amount of favours in the last couple of years, but there are four internal candidates, and they're looking externally. So there'll be lots of stories in the next few months about who is likely to take over.
And where does it leave ITV? I mean, what possible strategies might be implemented to sort of, you know, bring it into the kicking and screaming into the 21st century?
Well, I mean, the difficult thing now, of course, we've had, before Michael Grade, there was Charles Allen. So we've had the archetypal money man who brought together the various bits of ITV to make one company. His strategy failed. Michael Grade came in as I say, the content-led recovery programme with fantastic programmes that we all wanted to watch. Making it recover, that's also seemed to have failed. You know, it's a terrible time out there. Advertising revenues are still struggling. ITV's the biggest commercial broadcaster. You know, it's being hit disproportionately, perhaps. It's really hard to see. Shareholders will, of course, be hoping, as they have done for many, many years, that a takeover would happen. And this sort of, you know, a rudderless company, a leaderless company, is an ideal prime takeover target. The problem is, who's going to buy it? Who has the money in this environment to buy what is, after all, a bit of a troubled company?
And as for Grade, you know, larger-than-life character, you know, how badly has he been damaged by this? Will we see him, you know, back at the top of some other hillock in the media?
don't forget, he's staying on as non-exec chairman. He's not leaving completely. This is a big downturn for him, though. I mean, if you remember, when he left the BBC in difficult circumstances, I mean, you know, he sort of left the BBC slightly in the lurch, but it was seen as being, you know, he couldn't help himself because ITV, you know, his uncle's old company, he had such great history with them. He was the man to salvage ITV. This was going to be his last big job. And remember, he was going to make a huge amount of money for doing so. It's hard to see how he gets to do the next big job.